Tfil be'ezer should be learned davkof memchas of Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Mishnah's distinction of shchiv merash shekosav kol nechasav la'achirim b'shayir karko kol shu matzanasa keyemes. If a dying person assigned all his assets to someone but kept for himself a small parcel of land, if he recovers, he cannot reclaim the gift. However, lo yishayir karko kol shu in matzanasa keyemes. If he did not keep any land and he recovers, he can reclaim the gift. The question of deka le'echad a peresav la'achar mahu. If a shchivmra owned a palm tree, and they first assigned the actual tree to one person, and then assigned the rights to the fruits to a second person, does he keep the branches for himself, and matnasim matana or not? The distinction between im b'mechalik amad, chayzer b'kulon. If a shchivmra assigned all his assets to several people over time and he recovers, he can reclaim his assets from both. However, im b'nimlach, amad eino chayzer el ba'achin. If he gave away only part of his assets to one person, and he then reconsidered and gave the rest to the second person, he can only reclaim the assets from the last person. Daitiki mevatelis daitiki. Shchivmra has the ability to retract from the matana at any time as long as he's alive. The question of chazara b'miktzis have a chazara b'kula oilai. If a shchivmra gave all his assets to one person, and he then retracted and gave part of those assets to a second person, does he retract from the entire matana of the first person, and there was a shear in the matana of the second person, or not? The question is of hikdush kol nechasav va'amid mahu, hifker kol nechasav mahu, chilek kol nechasav la'niyamai, whether a shchivmra who recovers can reclaim all his assets that he gave to hikdush, or made them all ownerless, or gave them all to the poor.